Virginia Public Radio is underwritten by the Virginia Education Association. Teaching, learning, leading.
Low-wage workers in Virginia are not about to get a raise anytime soon. That's because the Virginia State Senate is rejecting a proposal to increase the minimum wage to $15 an hour. Republican Senator Mark Openshain of Rockingham County says raising the minimum wage wouldn't really benefit the people supporters are hoping to help.
The problem with this is that a lot of jobs are going to disappear. It's not just that people are not going to see increasing wages. It's going to see their jobs go away.
Senate Democratic leader Dick Sasslaw questioned why any business would want to pay the minimum wage anyway.
Quite frankly, if your business plan says that you can't pay more than $7.25 an hour, you're really not long for this world. And I got to be honest with you, I wouldn't hire anybody who would work for $7.25 an hour.
Some were hopeful that the minimum wage might be gaining traction this year because it got out of committee. But Democrats believe Republicans just wanted to get it to the Senate floor for some election year grandstanding. Reporting from the Capitol in Richmond, I'm Michael Pope.